Good morning. Welcome to What's Up Boone County. I appreciate you joining us this March weekend. Spring is finally in the air. We've had a good run of nice, warmer, sunny weather for a change. And it's good to see the sun out and the grass starting to get green. And hopefully we're going to have a good run. Now, we may have a snow or two along the way, but we know that we're through the bulk of the winter. And I hope you're enjoying that. Spring sports are going to be starting here right after spring break in the Boone County schools. And all that brings a whole new dynamic to our community. But I do appreciate you joining us on this show each Saturday and Sunday morning. Our guest this week is Brandon Baltz. Brandon is the publisher of the Boone County Magazine, which you have probably seen either because it comes to your door at your residence, or you may see it at the library or in the coffee shops or in the drugstores. But he's going to come in and talk about his publication as part of a network of similar publications around central Indiana. And we're going to talk about how this got started and how it works, because I find the stories interesting and there's a lot of good information about our community in general. We refer to the community as Boone County primarily. So, Brandon, thanks for being our guest this week on What's Up Boone County.
Thank you.
Tell me a little bit about your background. Where'd you grow up? Where do you live? Family, that sort of thing.
Yeah, so I was actually born in Fort Wayne, Indiana. I'm the only Hoosier born of my family. All the rest are Buckeyes to the state of the east of us. But my family actually moved to Noblesville in 1980. So I have been a Noblesville resident since then. Grew up there, graduated from Noblesville High School in 90. Went to Bloomington for IU for college. Came back, and actually my brother and I got into the restaurant business early out of college. We actually opened up the first Buffalo Wild Wings franchise in
of
Indiana.
Where was that?
Down in Broad Ripple.
Okay.
So we did that for a few years. I always like to say, probably shouldn't publicly say it on here, but became the prime example of don't go into business with family. So here we are. After that, that's when I really got in and launched into the marketing and media sales side of things. I actually went to college because I wanted to be a sports broadcaster. I did an internship at Wish TV under Mark Patrick, Vince Welch,
really?
And Dick Ray. Yep. Enjoyed that thoroughly, but my brother needed me to come in and help him with that business and start that Buffalo Wild Wings. So did that for a few years, but then my first real corporate job was with Comcast, kind of back in the cable boom days, as I call it, in the late 90s. I started with them in 1997.
Well, that was the boom for the cable business, mm-hmm. You know, and how it's changed. I mean, not that the cable doesn't still exist, but it's certainly grown beyond cable, hasn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Now, their growth was really running cable wire out to the, you know, outlying counties, Hamilton County, Hendricks County. So my job was to go out and sell advertising, TV commercials, onto the cable networks to the businesses in those areas. My territory was actually Hendricks County out on the west side back in the late 90s.
Well, speaking of sports, I've had your dad on this show in the last 6 months. And I enjoyed talking to him. He had a long and distinguished career as an NFL official, mm-hmm. which he did for many, many years. That was not his primary occupation.
Right.
But it took a lot of time, didn't it?
Yes, it did. I mean, I remember as a young kid, even in junior high, when Dad was reffing in the Big Ten at that time. But I, even younger than that, used to go and to football games with him. He'd be doing high school games on Friday nights. I'd go and be the ball boy on the sidelines. He got into the Big Ten, and me being the ball boy, those days came to an end, but I sure did get to travel with him. He'd come pick me up on a Friday afternoon from junior high school in Noblesville, and I'd travel with him to Purdue or to Iowa or to Wisconsin, and we were travel buddies.
Did he drive to most of those games in those days?
Yeah, the Big Ten games were more of a driving situation. So Iowa was always a long haul. Luckily, Penn State wasn't in the Big Ten in that time, or Maryland, we didn't have those drives to tend with. But
well, what's your take on IU basketball while we're talking? I mean, that's mm-hmm. been a real topic of conversation. Are you optimistic, or are you kind of discouraged about where the program is?
I'm discouraged about the recent news of the decommit, but I'm encouraged about Woodson. I think he's brought a lot of pride, a lot of grit, a lot of kind of that Hoosier hysteria back. I like what he's doing with the defensive side of the ball that was obviously ingrained into him by Coach Knight defense. I think they've done that. I think the players have bought into that. They've had some ups and downs with it this year. But, you know, hoping Khalil stays and hoping Renew stays. And we had a couple, you know, Leal said he's staying for another year. And
that's important. We've got to keep some of these good players here because it's hard to rebuild your team all the time.
Every year it's difficult. But, you know, we need to bring in a good point guard and we need to bring in a good shooting guard and shooting forward. And I think we'll make some noise this week. I'm hopefully optimistic about the Big Ten tournament this
week. Well, we're recording this show as the Big Ten tournament is starting, and we don't know how far Indiana will get. They probably have to win at least three games probably to have a chance at getting in the NCAA. Whether they can win three games in a row is hard to know, but they have won four, believe it or not.
Yep.
I'm sorry about my voice. I continue to have this cold that I've fought for the last 3 weeks. It is getting better, but it's not totally gone. Well, you have children, I assume, Brandon?
Yes.
They attend the Noblesville schools?
Well, I've got two that have already graduated from there. So my oldest just graduated nursing school from IUPUI, so she is now employed with St. Vincent down on 86th Street.
Okay.
Very, very proud of her. My son is in his junior year.
Where does he go?
He's at IUPUI in the Kelly School of Business.
All right.
But he's much like his father. He's a workaholic. He already has a full-time job, a part-time job, while he's being a full-time student.
Well, so. I can imagine, and I understand how that works. So,
yeah, and then my youngest is a freshman at Noblesville High School, and she plays on the golf team there. So
we're
going to make a good run this year, so keep your eyes out for the Miller girls on the golf course.
Well, they've got a good coach and a good teacher over there that I'm familiar with, and Noblesville and Carmel and Garin and Westfield and all these schools around the donut of Indianapolis are really where the the sports talent seems to be, whether it be basketball, football, track, swimming, golf. That's, you know, back in my day, the North Central Conference with Kokomo, Lafayette, Jeff, Newcastle, Logansport, Richmond. Those were really the good schools. Mm-hmm. And then the big Indianapolis schools, Washington, Broad Ripple, Pike. Mm-hmm. Ben Davis. They were talented. Now it's totally changed. Yeah. Those bigger schools are no longer big schools. I would have never thought in my lifetime Zionsville would be double the size of the schools that I used to consider to be big.
Yeah.
But times change.
Oh, yeah. Noblesville, I graduated with just over 300 at Noblesville in 1990, and my daughter, who's a freshman now, will graduate with nearly 900.
900 in her class? Isn't that amazing? Yeah, Noblesville and Lebanon used to be the same size.
Yeah.
When I was in high school, Noblesville was in our conference.
Yeah.
It's the Sagamore Conference. Yeah. It was Noblesville and Carmel, Lebanon and Frankfort. I think Crawfordsville was in it, and maybe one or two others. And Carmel was the smallest school in our conference. And now Carmel's bigger than all of the other schools in that group to get combined.
Combined, yeah.
So,
unreal.
All right, well, times change. Let's move on. Talk about the Boone County Magazine. Mm-hmm. How'd you get interested in this idea?
Well, I've always been interested in the kind of the journalism and marketing side of things. Journalism was actually my major in Bloomington. But just different media careers that I've had throughout. I ran my own ad agency for about 7 years. Actually happened into a job with the Colts for about 3.5 years when we were opening up Lucas Oil Stadium. So I got into some of the sponsorship sales sides there. So a lot of the signage you see that's still at Lucas Oil today, I sold some of that because I was part of that sales team.
That's a huge business, is it not?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And you can put a sign and sell a sponsorship on everything from a parking lot sign to a sign above a urinal in the bathroom.
I don't know how long it's been, but you know, they used to be nobody named arenas, nobody named buildings.
Yeah.
Now almost every arena in the country has naming rights, and there's this big revenue for whoever owns that arena.
Absolutely. Yeah, that was a big part of what we had to do because we were going from that transition of the RCA Dome. RCA obviously. That business was shrinking in size and moving to, you know, other areas outside of Indianapolis. So that sponsor was somewhat going away, and the search to find that new title sponsor and then the transition into new bank sponsors, you know, new other corporate sponsors that were around. And from the time that the RCA Dome started to now Lucas Oil starting, there were so many new businesses that had come to town. So
sure.
We had a lot of opportunities there to...
Well, they want to get their name out, mm-hmm. and this is one way to do it.
Absolutely. And when you got Peyton Manning as your quarterback, it was a pretty easy sell.
Well, that's right. Well, the Boone County Magazine is a continuation of that effort. Mm-hmm. Are you the principal owner of this entity?
Yeah, so our group is actually called the Town Post Network. That's our parent company, if you will, the top of the umbrella. And we have, starting in the month of May, we're launching two new magazines, which will bring us up to 20 different individual publications coming into our 20th year of existence.
And somewhere basically around the central Indiana area?
Yeah, we have two magazines up in northern Indiana, which kind of south of the Mishawaka, South Bend market up there, that are called the Lakes Magazines. They're around the Culver and Bass Lake area up there. We have Kokomo and Muncie. We have three out on the west side, Avon, Plainfield, and Brownsburg. We've got a bulk here across the north side of seven different magazines, which include four in Hamilton County, Noblesville, Westfield, which I own, Carmel and Fishers. We have Geist Magazine. Obviously, I own Boone County as well. We have another magazine called North Indy Magazine.
I've seen that.
Yep. And then we've got two on the south side, which will be Center Grove and Franklin. And then we have three in the Louisville, Kentucky market as well.
Well, so you're spread wide. Mm-hmm. And the concept is pretty much the same. These publications go out to the reading public free of charge. Mm-hmm. So you obviously are raising your money through the advertising that's found in the magazine.
That's correct. So it's a free publication to residents. We also mail to businesses as well in our areas. And this magazine, you can actually, it's a digital version as well online, so you can go and view it digitally. We have an email blast that goes out. You can subscribe to that, which has a link to our digital magazine if you do not receive the magazine in your mailbox. But if you'd like to, it's a free subscription. You just go onto our website, contact us, and we can get you on the mailing list to receive any of the magazines. So we've got some people that might live in Boone County, but they also want to receive Westfield. They want to know what's going on in a neighbor town.
Because they work there or they have family there.
So they can go online and subscribe and actually receive more than just one publication. We've got a lot of people that receive all four of our Hamilton County publications because they've gone online and subscribed to all four because they want to know what's going on in all of those cities in the surrounding area.
And the website is what?
It's Town Post, and that's town with an E. So it's T-O-W-N-E, post, P-O-S-T, .com.
.com, and that'll get you to the web page, and then you can check the box on which one you want to subscribe to and be included. So the Boone County publication focuses on Boone County in general. Like, it goes from Zionsville to Jamestown to Thorntown, mm-hmm. and everywhere in between, correct?
Correct. So we are mailing to Zionsville, Whitestown, Lebanon. We have distribution some in the Jamestown, Thorntown, Advance area as well. It's kind of met by a list type of purchase that we do. We purchase a list of the top demographics, homes based on household income and home value in the area. That's how we are distributing this publication at this point.
But it's available to people.
It's available to
anyone.
Even
if they don't get it because of where they live, they can get it and they can find it online or receive it in the mail if they subscribe.
Yep, or they can pick up at the, we have rack points at the libraries, chambers of commerce, different coffee shops and stuff like you mentioned around town where they can pick this up.
And then are you distributing on a monthly basis roughly at the moment?
We're doing just about 15,000 in Boone County right now at this moment. And that will be growing as this community grows. This may at some point, probably with as fast as these areas are growing, may even morph into two different publications out here. Like I mentioned, we've got four in Hamilton County. So we may get to doing, you know, two different publications, maybe even three different publications
sure.
out in Boone County in the future.
Well, it's market driven, mm-hmm. and we'll see how that plays out. Mm-hmm. Well, we're going to continue our conversation with Brandon Baltz, the publisher of the Boone County Magazine through the Town Post Network, after we take a moment to hear from our sponsors. We're back with What's Up Boone County this March weekend, talking with Brandon Baltz, the publisher of the Boone County Magazine, which you have probably seen. If it didn't come in your mailbox or you've seen it online, you've seen it in the coffee shops or the drugstores or the library. It's kind of like the Indianapolis Magazine. It talks about matters of human interest, new businesses, activities that are coming to our community or events that have already been held. And it's just a good summary of what's going on in our community. And of course, a lot of ads by people who are trying to promote their business and get better known in the community. So how you put this thing together, Brandon? How does it come from idea to actually find its way into somebody's mailbox every month?
Yeah, pretty detailed process. A lot of our stories will come from our relationships with the city or the towns that we work with. We've got a great working relationship with the municipalities. We've got a great working relationship with the chambers as well. So some of those stories come from there. I just say we have no lack of stories in Boone County with all the growth and all the new businesses coming to town, all the new things that we have stories to tell about. So we do get emails from people, and we're happy to receive those and messages online about, here's a great story about this person that has done this, human interest story in the area. Here's a new business that's coming. You might want to consider doing a story on that. So that's kind of where, that is definitely the meat and potatoes of what we do. We have to have interesting editorial stories for people to read. I've never been of the theory that someone's going to open up a magazine just because it's full of ads. We want to be storytellers. So we get those stories. I connect a writer and a photographer with a local business or a local person. They will conduct an interview and a photo shoot. That's how that, to kind of bring that story to life. And then obviously, bulk of my job is really going around and meeting with local businesses and trying to get their ad support into the magazine to be able to get their business in front of, on a monthly basis, all of the readers and the eyeballs that get put onto our publications each month. So then we have a team back at our office. We have an office located in Fishers, actually. That's
where your headquarters are located?
That's where the town post headquarters are, and that's where our graphic designers are that put the magic together and do the layouts on these publications, so we have a good combination, a mixture of editorial and advertising dollars. And as you said, this is a free publication, so it's all supported by the ad dollars and the businesses that come in and place their advertisements in this magazine to be able to reach the community.
Well, we know there are new businesses coming to our county mm-hmm. every week, and they will likely continue as the growth of Indianapolis outward affects Boone County. And just by way of example, I don't know if you've done a story about the Farmers Bank Fieldhouse mm-hmm. yet.
Yep.
I mean, you may have, but I mean, there's a lot going on down there that a year ago didn't exist.
Mm-hmm.
And those people who come to that Farmers Bank Fieldhouse for their weekend events, and it's more than just weekends, but I mean, my wife and I went to breakfast recently, and it was half the people in there were people who had come to town for the field house mm-hmm. for events there that weekend. And these people spend money in our community, whether it be hotels or restaurants or gas stations. A lot of people may end up living here because of the opportunities that field house affords. Mm-hmm. And that's just one example. And as these businesses continue to come this way, they want to get their name out, don't they, to the reading public,
yes,
the consuming public in our community.
Mm-hmm.
And so I assume you're having no problem finding people who will pay for ads.
No problem at this point right now. Funny you mentioned the Farmers Bank Fieldhouse. We actually did complete a story for them, and that will be in our next issue.
Oh, is that right?
So you can look for that. No, we did not plan that. That just happened organically. That story will be in our next issue. And again, mentioning them, we've had such a great relationship with Cardin Associates, who are the owners of the field house, because they did Finch Creek Field House, over in Noblesville.
And that's in Noblesville.
Yeah. And everything that you saw and are stating that's happening, going to be coming here, it's exactly what they brought to Noblesville. They did the Pacers Field House in Westfield there on the Graham Park campus. Same thing happened there. So now you've got this happening here in Lebanon, and natural progression. They're picking communities that mirror what they've had in other areas where they've done this, and they're going to find success. They have another one in Pendleton as well. So that's great. With all the new businesses coming here, we do not have a lack of stories and local businesses to choose from, to do stories on, for me to go and present advertising and marketing opportunities for the magazine or digital offerings that we have as well.
What from your experience, what do people find interesting about Boone County? Why are they coming here?
I would say first of all, I think there's some great history. I love Lebanon being the town's, the town square is one thing. The money that's been invested there to really beautify that. Allison Gutwein and the work she's doing with Discover Boone County now, trying to really make it a travel destination point. You know, sharing those stories of everything that we have to offer here. We've got things going on in Zionsville. We've got things going on in Whitestown. We've got things going on in the outlying communities of Thorntown, Jamestown, Advance. So,
and these things will spill over to Jamestown, absolutely. Advance, and Thorntown, for mm-hmm. example. Absolutely. We know there are things going on in those communities today that 5 years ago were not there. And it's largely right. because more and more people are moving out this way, mm-hmm. and they're looking at those options. And if the LEAP district grows like it could, but it's uncertain, I suppose, yet, mm-hmm. Even though with Lilly, it's probably going to, there's going to be a lot come with Lilly, regardless sure. of what else happens in LEAP. These people are going to want to live somewhere. They're mm-hmm. going to want to work, live near their work, mm-hmm. and they're going to want to buy things in our community. And it's a the economic model as it is, it provides prosperity for more people, does it not?
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, I think the foresight of these cities and towns out here for connecting the trail system out here, I think that's a wonderful asset here as well. Parks, investments in the trails. You know, that's what a lot of these people want. You know, sometimes they want to get away from that basketball game and get outside and enjoy the outside. So there's those types of amenities. But yeah, you're going to need... You're going to see a lot of hotel development, probably. You're going to see more restaurants coming here because what the demand of a place like the Farmers Bank Fieldhouse brings is what those people are coming to this community is what is going to be demanded for the businesses to be offering here. So I think you will probably see a lot more restaurants. We'll see a couple more hotels pop up. But then obviously the communities that come with it. Brand new golf course, really nice golf course community, you know, coming this way out in the Lebanon area. So I think things like that that are still on the horizon that are coming that aren't here yet and will be here soon. It's, you know, build it and they will come theory almost. As I said, Cardin Associates has kind of rinsed and repeated in a couple other communities, and I see nothing but great success for that out here in Boone County as well.
I think it's pretty obvious that that message, build it and they will come, is essentially correct, mm-hmm. especially when you have as much to offer as our community does. Now, there are growing pains associated with the growth.
That's so true.
And there's needs for infrastructure extension, water, sewer, roads, all of those things that have to be present in order to, for people to live comfortably and travel on the roads comfortably. Mm-hmm. But the municipalities and the county in general are typically willing to expand infrastructure if there's tax revenue to pay for it. And these people who come to town pay taxes, don't they?
Yes, they do. I mean, they're bringing the economic impact of a place like, you know, the Fieldhouse. And hate to keep just going back to that one, but there's plenty of other things in the other areas as well. The, you know, the tax revenue that comes in off of that, you know, those dollars hopefully get earmarked by the municipalities to understand we need to keep the roads in good conditions and different things that they can be mindful of with the tax dollars to bring it here. I mean, it will be a build it and they will come, and a lot of demand will be driven by, you know, what the visitors of Boone County ask for as well, on top of everything that's already here for those visitors to enjoy.
You know, the trails are interesting to me. I was never a trails person. I just didn't get it in my earlier days. But, you know, and I remember the Monon Trail was being developed in Carmel and Indianapolis, and people were nervous about the Monon Trail and said it was going to bring crime and unwanted people walking in people's backyards, and they didn't want to live on the trail or near the trail. Well, those days have changed. People want to be on the trail. Mm-hmm. Their property values have been enhanced because they're on the trail. Mm-hmm. And the problems associated with these, quote, trespassers has not really come to fruition. Mm-hmm. And people want to have the opportunity to walk or bicycle from A to B. They don't want to get out on the streets where they're liable to get hit by a mm-hmm. car or a truck if they can avoid it.
Yeah.
But the trails offer an opportunity for them to get exercise and spread their wings a little bit. And the trails have been a major success, have they not?
Yeah, they have, absolutely. It's been great to see what happened with the Monon Trail and now to see how Boone County has done, you know, such similar things here and connecting everything. So you can get on a bike in Whitestown or Zionsville and bike up here to Lebanon and vice versa.
Well, you can go from Lebanon to almost Colfax now.
Yeah.
Through Thorntown, mm-hmm. and I have not made that trip. I don't own a bicycle. They don't let me take my car out there, but It's a nice amenity, and it has really grown in the Carmel, Zionsville area, and it will continue to be a success. How do you get your ideas? Where do the ideas come from for your stories? I mean, this month's magazine, you've got a story about the Moontown business, how it's expanding, and then you got a story about youth sports. It's always a hot topic. Mm-hmm. The Eclipse. Then you got the Holiday Farms project down near Zionsville and all the success they're having. How do you go from every month rolls around quickly?
Yeah,
you got to find topics, don't you?
Yeah, we do, and we there are some months that we have identified as certain industry months. So in January we do a senior living special section in our magazine. So you'll see a lot of the senior services, senior living facilities, things like that. We'll earmark that as a definite publication that they want to be in that January issue. February, we always do a health and wellness issue. So we'll see, some of the workout facilities. You'll see some of the, women's places for facials and those types of things, wellness centers. So we're earmarking some of those as a way that we can drive some of those business stories.
Sure.
Still, it's just a special section in the magazine. So we're not trying to say we're dedicating the entire magazine to that, because I have a very, strong desire to make sure that we are doing stories about things that are about people and the businesses in the different communities as well.
And if there are people who are listening to this show who have an idea for a topic, mm-hmm. whether their church and the activities of their church or mm-hmm. their civic organization or their organization, which is approaching a significant anniversary, how do they go about at least letting you know that they're a potential candidate for a story?
Yep. Inside each magazine, I have my contact information in there, but I will put it out here because it's everywhere. You can call me. I only have one telephone. It's a cell phone, so you can call or text it. It's 317-514-9522. You can feel free to reach me there. You can go to our website and do an inquiry, where there's actually a form fill there that you can enter your information there, or you can shoot me an email. It's Brandon, Brandon, at town, TOWNE, post.com.
All right, Brandon. Well, I've enjoyed our conversation. I've enjoyed meeting you, and I commend you for the ingenuity that your group was using to put this magazine together. It goes out 12 times a year in our community. I look forward to seeing it and seeing what I don't know about what's going on in our community. And I wish you well as you continue this effort to expand your business.
Well, thank you. Thanks for the invite, and thanks for your time today.
You're welcome. Thanks for coming in. Our guest has been Brandon Baltz, the publisher of the Boone County Magazine, which you've seen and you'll continue to see, talking about things going on in our community. I do not know who we'll have next week on What's Up Boone County, but we'll have another person in to talk about the goings on here. Hope you have a great week, and we'll see you next week on What's Up Boone County.